While a study by researchers at Duke and the University of North Carolina found the vast majority of couches contain toxic flame retardants, no labels on the furniture let shoppers know of the danger. Jeff Gearhart is the research director at HealthyStuff.org and the Ecology Center. Gearhart says people can take several steps to reduce the risk from the chemicals.
Vacuuming frequently with a HEPA filter and using wet mops to keep dust down. We know that these chemicals tend to hang out on dust particles, and that's one of the main routes of exposure. Frequent washing of hands, we know that you can have dermal exposure, particularly if you have toddlers who are still doing hand-to-mouth behavior. That's a route of exposure. And we also recommend that folks look for furniture and baby equipment made with polyester, down, wool, or cotton.
Gearhart says the Safe Chemicals Act, which has been passed by a Senate committee, would get the most dangerous chemicals off the market. He says the bill would also create a framework to assess all chemicals and incentives to review new chemicals. The Ecology Center is calling on Senators Debbie Stabenow and Carl Levin to co-sponsor the Safe Chemicals Act. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.